contestants are a journalist from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Andrew Thompson, an attorney from New York, New York, Miriam Mander, and a returning champion, a playwright from Louisville, Kentucky, Steve Mould, whose three-day cash winnings total $85,603. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. A happy Halloween, everybody. Our champ, Steve, is on a roll. He's been enjoying a lot of treats. Will he get some tricks from Miriam and Andrew today? Let's start finding out. Good luck. Here we go. First round of play with one daily double in one of these categories. First off, we deal with hobbies. Follow that up with New Testament quotes. We're talking about the King James Version here. We'll deal with color television. It's been around for a long time. Mountain states. We'll give you the mountain. You identify the state in which it's found. Hey, you've hit the daily double, so why don't you bet it all? A-L-L. Coming up in each correct response. Steve, start.
I'll take New Testament quotes for 200.
A new, perhaps an 11th one of these. I give unto you that ye love one another as I have loved you. Steve.
What are commandments?
Yeah.
New Testament for 4.
For as in him all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Talking about Adam. Steve, back to you.
New Testament for 6.
Chide those who don't believe in you by quoting Matthew chapter 6. O ye of this. Steve.
What is little faith?
Right.
New Testament for 8.
Ye will surely say unto me, Physician, do this. Steve.
What is heal thyself?
Correct.
New Testament for 1,000.
Jesus said that a wise man built his house upon a rock, but the foolish man built his house upon this. Steve.
What is sand?
Yep.
I'll take color television for 2.
The trials and tribulations of doctors play out at a Seattle hospital on this show. Miriam.
What is Grey's Anatomy?
You're on the board now.
Television for 400.
David Attenborough narrated this global 2017 nature documentary series for the BBC. Steve.
What is planet Earth?
No. Andrew.
What is Blue Planet?
That's it.
Let's do color television for 600.
On this TV drama, master criminal James Spader is red all over. Steve.
What is The Blacklist?
Good.
Color television for 8.
Led by Kevin Costner, a ranching family in Montana faces off against those encroaching on their land in this series. Color this time comes up in Yellowstone. Steve.
Television for 1,000.
Inspired by stories of G.K. Chesterton, this show features a Catholic priest with a knack for solving mysteries in an English village. And his name is Father Brown. Steve.
Bet it all for 2.
A missed shot in basketball that touches no iron or backboard. Steve.
What is an air ball?
Good.
Bet it all for 4.
To remove previously activated software from a computer. Andrew.
What is uninstall?
That's it.
Mountain states for 600.
Mount Lassen at the southern end of the Cascades. Andrew.
What is Washington?
No. Miriam or Steve? Mount Lassen in California. Andrew.
Mountain states for 800.
Mount Elbert, highest of the American Rockies. Miriam.
What is Colorado?
Good.
Hobbies, 800.
Using the three main ingredients, baking soda, Epsom salts, and citric acid, you too can make these explosive tub additions. Miriam.
What are bath bombs?
Bath bombs, a lot of fun. 1,800, that's your total right now as we take our first break. We'll come back in a moment, and we'd like you to be here.
Tracking heavy showers and thunderstorms moving into the area. It looks like gusty winds and heavy downpours of rain and isolated tornadoes. We'll look at when all of this clears.
Impersonating an officer.
What are you doing? What the does it look like I'm doing, dumb?
The unbelievable interaction moments before his arrest.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
Andrew Thompson is a journalist from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. I'm very familiar with the city. I'm not familiar with you or your daughter, who share a common affliction, which is what?
Well, I've passed on the amazing genetic defect of incredibly luxurious, straight-up bedhead.
What does that mean?
Well, straight-up cowlick. I think if her and I ever entered some kind of father-daughter contest for who could have the wackiest hair when you get out of bed in the morning, I think there'd be no contest. contest.
No contest. All right, good. Miriam Manber is an attorney from New York who sings in a chorus composed only of lawyers.
Lawyers and legal professionals, yes. So we have some paralegals and legal secretaries and stuff in the mix, but it's part of the New York City Bar Association. We try to put a friendlier face on lawyers.
Yeah, but also, is there a lot of competition within the group? One lawyer trying to lord it over the others and be the top dog.
I would say when you start with performers, there's like one level of personality, and then you start with lawyers, and there's a whole nother level.
Okay. Steve Moles is our champion. He's a playwright. He and his grandma used to watch soap operas together.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we would watch Days of Our Lives when she babysat me, and I had all these questions. She'd been watching for decades, so she knew all the backstories and who had married whom and all that, and I credit her with inspiring me to become a writer.
All right, let's get back into this. And Miriam has command of the board.
Can we do hobbies for 1,000, please?
We certainly can, and it happens to be the Daily Double in the round.
Two Daily Double.
All right. At the Merseyside Maritime Museum, Des Newton would delight kids by showing how to make these impossible-seeming models.
What are ships in a bottle?
Yes! Way to go.
You hit the Daily Double for 600.
This creative photographic technique can have a dramatic impact. Miriam.
What is double exposure?
Right again.
Hit the Daily Double for 800, please.
You double the number of shares you hold of Amalgamated Button if the company announces a 2-for-1 this. Andrew.
What is the split?
Yeah.
Mountain States for 200.
13,100-foot Truchas Peak in the Santa Fe Mountains. Andrew.
What is New Mexico?
Correct.
Mountain States 400.
Grand Teton, towering over Jackson Hole. Andrew.
What is Wyoming?
Right again.
And mountain for 1,000.
5,344-foot Mount Marcy, highest of the Adirondacks. Miriam.
What is New York?
Good.
Daily Double for 1,000.
Hydrogen bonds hold together the strands of this molecular structure discovered in 1953. Miriam.
What is DNA?
No. Steve.
What is a double helix?
Double helix. That's it.
Bet it all for 600.
Structural term to engage in stalling tactics and to refuse to give information. Miriam.
What is stalling?
No.
It doesn't help.
Steve or Andrew? What is stonewalling? Back to you, Steve.
Bet it all for 800.
Sort of a rap reggae hybrid, this style of music originated in Jamaica in the late 70s. Miriam?
What is reggaeton?
No. Steve?
What is dance hall?
That's it.
Bet it all for 1,000.
This Norse god of light and the dawn is also the guardian of Bifrost, the rainbow bridge. Steve?
Who is Heimdall?
Right, less than a minute now.
Hobbies for 6.
Keep mentally fit by learning a new one of these, perhaps with an app such as Babbel. Miriam.
What is a language?
Right.
Hobbies for 4.
Assemblage art is sort of the 3D version of this art of gluing paper or other materials to a background. Andrew.
What is scrapbooking?
Scrapbooking, no. Miriam.
What is collage?
That's it.
Hit the Daily Double 400.
People with this quality of being able to do stuff, like bend their fingers way back, are at greater risk for anxiety disorders. Steve.
What is double-jointedness?
Yes.
Daily Double for 2.
The iconic double seen here means we can only be in this capital city. Andrew.
What is London?
Right. Now the last clue. Many artistic hobbyists set up an easel outdoors to create this type of painting depicting natural scenery, like mountains or trees. Steve.
What is a landscape?
Landscape. Yes, that's easy. That takes you to 6,400. Andrew, you trail him by 5,000. You're going first in Double Jeopardy. When we come back. The young man from Canada gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories for you, Andrew. We start off with a good place to start, the best laid plans, followed by movie challenge. The syndrome. History, each correct response beginning with a letter H, followed by fictional flags flying, and finally, we got some strong language for you. Where do we start?
History for 1,200.
Answer, Daily Double. All right, you can risk up to 2,000.
Sure, 2,000.
All right. This defensive barrier was in use until almost the end of the Roman rule of Britain.
What is Hadrian's Wall?
You now have 3,400, and you're closer to second place.
History for 1600.
This 1862 law providing 160 acres, basically free after 5 years' residence, was still on the books in the lower 48 states until 1976. Steve.
What is the Homestead Act?
You got it.
History for 2000.
A group known as the Chicago Eight were blamed for the violence during an 1886 riot in this Chicago square. That occurred in Haymarket Square. Steve, go again.
Movie challenge for 2000.
Name of the leopard Katharine Hepburn is bringing up in a screwball classic. Miriam.
What is baby?
Baby, right.
Syndrome for 1600.
RLS.org wants to turn the first R in this syndrome into relieved. It's about limb movement, but can also involve a burning sensation. Miriam.
What is restless leg syndrome?
That's it.
Syndrome for 2000.
The immune system attacks nerves in the syndrome named for Georges Guillain and this other French physician. Andrew.
What is Barre?
Barre, yes.
History for 800.
About a dozen transatlantic trips were scheduled for this airship. After May of 1937, tickets became void. Andrew.
What is the Hindenburg?
You got it.
History for 400.
Attila was the king of these people from 434 to 453. Miriam.
Who are the Huns?
Yes.
Fictional flags for 400.
A lemon and a radiation symbol are both featured on the flag of this TV cartoon city. Andrew.
What is Springfield?
Yes.
Flags for 800.
This author wrote that Ozma's flag had four quadrants for the regions of Oz, with, of course, a green center. Steve.
Who is Baum?
Frank Baum, yeah.
Fictional flags for 1200.
A large F is emblazoned on the flag of Fredonia, a country run by this funny man in Duck Soup. Steve.
Who is Groucho Marx?
Yeah.
A movie challenge for 1600.
Spanish slang for hitman provides the title of this drug cartel thriller with Benicio del Toro and its Day of the Soldado sequel. Miriam.
What is Sicario?
Good.
Strong language, 1200.
Burley, or the maker of Terra Square paper towels. Miriam.
What is Hefty?
Nope. You're close. What is Brawny? Ugh. Brawny paper towels. Miriam, go.
Strong language, 2000.
This word used to describe the strength or the flavor of coffee comes from the Latin for oak tree. And that word is robust. Miriam?
The best laid plans for 800.
This architect designed a mile-high, 528-story skyscraper in Chicago called the Illinois. Steve.
It was Frank Lloyd Wright?
Yes.
Movie challenge for 12.
In 2019, Christina Hendricks revealed that's her hand holding the rose on the poster for this 1999 Best Picture Oscar winner. Andrew.
What is American Beauty?
Yes.
Strong language for 800.
Proverbially, if you're in good health, you're hale and this other H word. Steve.
What is hardy?
Yes.
Movie challenge for 8.
Bo Derek played this man's stepmother in Tommy Boy. Steve.
Who is Chris Farley?
He's the one.
Movie challenge for 4.
Hiccup is the hero of this animated trilogy about Vikings and the creatures they once feared. And that would be How to Train Your Dragon series. Steve, back to you.
Fictional flags for 16.
Answer there. Early double.
4,000.
4,000 it is. Here is the clue. After arriving by submarine, this character claims the South Pole with a black flag bearing a gold N.
Who is Bugs Bunny?
No. Who is Captain Nemo? Captain Nemo. All right, pick again.
Flags for 2,000.
In Nostromo, this author describes the flag of Costaguana as red and yellow with two palm trees. And the author is Joseph Conrad. Back to you, Steve. Close
best
game.
Best laid plans for 2,000.
Seen here is Inigo Jones's redesign for this colorfully named palace Henry VIII had lived in. Only the banqueting house was completed. Andrew.
What is Whitehall?
Whitehall. Right you are.
Strong language for 1,600.
Old school way to say one is feeling peppy. You've got vim and this. Steve.
What is vigor?
Good.
Best laid plans for 16.
Etienne-Louis Boulay wanted to honor this 17th-century British scientist with a monument that was taller than the Great Pyramid. Andrew.
Who was Newton?
Newton is the one.
Strong language, 400.
You can hang this way to get through adversity. You know, this it out. Steve.
What is tough?
Tough it out, yeah.
The best laid plans for 12.
Here's what Moscow's Palace of the Soviets would have looked like if construction hadn't ended when the Nazis invaded in this year. Andrew.
What is 1941?
Correct. Less than a minute now.
Best laid plans, 400.
The initial idea for this monument included a circle of 30 Doric columns, one for each state at the time. Miriam.
What is the Washington Monument?
Right.
Syndrome for 1200.
Spitting in public was outlawed in China to combat this four-letter respiratory syndrome. Steve.
What is SARS?
Yes.
Syndrome for 800.
A person born with the most common type of this condition has an extra copy of chromosome 21 in each cell. Andrew.
What is Down syndrome?
Good. And now the last clue. Pianist Gary Graffman rebounded from this syndrome in his right hand to play concertos for the left hand. Steve.
What is carpal tunnel?
That's it. That takes you up to 12,000. You're in second place, not the lead. Andrew has that. But all three of you well positioned for Final Jeopardy to make a move if you feel comfortable with this subject. Novelists. Ah, we have a writer as our champion. He's going to feel comfortable. We'll find out when we come back.
Severe storm threats. I'm tracking the potential for a tornado and where we could see heavy downpours.
Impersonating an officer.
What are you doing? What the f- does it look like up to a dumb f-?
The unbelievable interaction moments before his arrest.
Hold the f-
In this spooky Geico commercial, when the gecko opens a music box, up comes one of these figures from the Italian for Dancing Girl. What is a ballerina? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
We are dealing with novelists, but which novelist? Here's the clue. In a 1952 novel, he wrote, but there were dry years, too, and they put a terror on the valley. The water came in a 30-year cycle. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. If you get it, but you're probably not thinking of the right novel. We'll find out. Miriam, we come to you first. You had 8,600. Which author did you think of? John Steinbeck. Which novel were you thinking of?
Probably the wrong one.
Yeah.
Grapes of Wrath?
No, it's not. It's East of Eden. But you're right. It is Steinbeck. And you will add 8,500. Good for you. You bump up to 17,100 and into the lead. Steve, over to you now, champ. 12,000. Why are you pointing down like that? Oh, you were going for Steinbeck, and you changed to Albert Camus. So you lose 12,000, dropping to zero. A three-day winner is going to say goodbye. Andrew, it's up to you now. Did you come up with John Steinbeck? Yes. Did you risk enough to surpass Miriam? You did indeed. You're the new champ. $24,001. You get to wrap the week up with us tomorrow right here. We'll see you then. Thanks for being here today. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.